it's a good read to make you think, for those who like thinking. A lot of people now today don't want to think. Anything makes them uncomfortable, and being trained, of course, to turn away from anything which might make them a wee bit edgy or uncomfortable on something, they'll turn away from it because it might be scary. But yourself, the last thing you want is maybe impose self-restrictions upon yourself, or maybe you should change this or that or whatever, you know. Or maybe you should be involved in certain things. Although, even people who, in a Christian sense, used to take it that the world was evil. And technically, I can't really disagree with them. The things of the world that happen in it, because of humanity itself, can be definitely evil. Let's admit that, at least. Admit it. Then the animals have no choice on what they do to each other, predators and prey. And even you'll find even chipmunks will fight each other over food in an area. They can't help their behaviour. So here we are with our ability to think and choose. But inside humanity, you have the different types cropping up. And there's no doubt about it, the psychopathic group have always had a high position, if not governing the world and the countries of the world, then administrating it and planning it for those who own it. That's what I've come to conclude a long time ago. But anyway, as I say, Gilson goes through some of the histories from 1914 onwards throughout Europe, what happened, and a horrible wars that were, you know, millions of men threw themselves against other opponents, millions of men, and really what was the first mechanized war and more perfected weaponry. And it was the first war where they admitted that everybody, all civilians, were part of it. It was called total warfare. That became a dogma, a theory taught in officer training in Britain initially, and then spread outside Britain to other countries, to total warfare, that no one in a nation could be basically left alone. You're all a likely target because you're making something, or you're keeping, just like we do today. You'll starve nations. I don't say you, I shouldn't say you. You don't starve nations, but those who rule you starve nations for their own agendas. To make people supposedly overthrow the guys who are ruling them. So starve you into, this is the hope they have, to starve you until you rebel and overthrow whoever's ruling over you. What a very humane way to do things, eh? Very civilized indeed, very intellectual. This is the 21st century and they're still doing it, eh? So, believe it, the same characters under sustainability are going to do the same with all of you, folks, in rationing, etc. I've already read some of the articles in the past where they've discussed this. And it is, I may come under different terminology, but it means the same thing. They're awfully good at hiding things with terminology to confuse you. But anyway, I'll definitely go through a little bit of this. Things to come, as I say, with terrors of the year 2000. And that's where he traces it back to as well, as people like Nietzsche and the philosophers who trained you step by step into the acceptance of the utter horror of it all. A horror, I mean, 1914 should have shown them that you couldn't go on with a war right away. It was so obvious where machine guns, the heavy duty machine guns on bipods and tripods, they could fire 600 rounds a minute in belt fed ammunition, were placed along the trenches every sometimes 10, 15, 20 feet. So anything running towards them on a flat plane got halved in two. And they could not, you couldn't miss them. With armies, they weren't allowed even, as they attacked, to lie down and crawl towards an enemy to give themselves a lower profile. No. And they kept that upright through the whole war. Well, if that's civilization, you can keep it. And then they added gases to try to, you know, again, all the things getting back to the idea of Nietzsche, when all the things that made things horrific to the sensibilities were now tossed out the window, all the rules. Therefore, anything was possible. Nothing was prohibited. You understand? Nothing. Total war itself, except the fact they might have to annihilate whole nations of people. That went right on and through World War II. Whole nations of people. And it's still the policy of some countries at the moment. All because, as I say, the Europeans first had tossed out the window for various, some of them good reasons as well, and terrible industrial revolutions and poverty and squalor galore of a society that became hardened because of the conditions and threw their religions out the window and allowed their leaders to grab Nietzsche and all the other philosophers too that would go along with it. They tossed their religion out the window and it made everything possible. Nothing was unthinkable. And it's been on a roll ever since, folks. All that was right is now wrong. All that was wrong is now right. Gilson also talks about, in his book, remember 1948-49 it was published, that they called it Pasteurism at the time for Louis Pasteur, who, of course, there was a great discoverer of bacterium and studied off it too, and pasteurization of milk, but they called it Pasteurism. Actually, it was better known at that time for biowarfare. We didn't have the term biowarfare. But he's talking about the banks of the arsenal of stuff they were creating back then, and had been during World War II, up until his book was published, of diseases and altering them to be more efficient killers of humanity. All that was unthinkable became thinkable. Some of the highest people on the planet are paid to go off in the mornings. They might have very wealthy homes, live a very wealthy lifestyle, all paid by our tax money, and they design ways of killing us and other peoples. And we call this civilization that we live in. And Gilson also talked about how they could change genders of people by design, by designing babies. This is in the 40s. And how they wouldn't stop there. They make new types of humans to suit specific jobs. I've talked about this before. There's definitely branches of science and biology. And they talk about bioengineering humans, actually coupled with animals, if need be, different genes, to create specific types of humans that could even go under sea and become divers and welders and so without the need for scuba gear, etc. And this is genuine stuff. I'm not making it up. The X-Files, that's all part of it. That's where it all came from. It's all this kind of stuff discussed a long time ago. Because there's nothing to stop anything from happening today, you understand? Because the rules that kept people from experiencing the horror was not to even allow it to happen. That's been thrown out the window. And now you get the sense of it all coming in waves, you see. And you experience the horror. And it'll be done scientifically, and you can be persuaded into it, like Huxley said. You come to love your servitude, no matter how bad it is and how demanding it. You'll love your servitude. You'll be convinced and nudged into it by the nudge behavior groups, behavior on insights teams, and so on.